Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 32 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about how to use automation to build momentum in your freelance side hustle. So if you've been following me on theambitiousfreelancer.com, you know that this blog post was one of the first blog posts that I shared when I launched theambitiousfreelancer.com, but I wanted to turn it into a podcast in case you guys haven't checked out theambitiousfreelancer.com. This is a really amazing blog post, and I enjoyed putting it together because I think it's really important. I know that not all of us work from home, so like I'm pretty flexible because I work from home and I can do things whenever I get the chance or when I have the time to. But I know that a lot of people are, you know, doing this in addition to their 9-to-5, or, you know, it's not your really like full-time thing yet. So I wanted to talk about just how to use automation to get more done in your business, because I think we can all kind of use the automated tools we have out available to really make a dent in our business, even if we're at work from 9-to-5 or from, you know, 5 to whenever. You know, whenever your work is, you know, there are, especially though, if you work 9-to-5, that's typical business hours, you know? So how do you get to know people? How do you get on people's inboxes when you can only email them at 7 o'clock at night? Like, how do you do that? So I'm going to teach you guys some things that you can do to automate your business in some pretty cool ways so you can spend more of that 9-to-5 time doing things, even though you're not technically there. So the first thing is to automate emails. So you can write emails and send them in the future. So I'm not talking about your newsletters. I'm talking about physical emails to people. If you use Google or G Suite for your email address, then listen up, you guys, because you can now schedule emails directly with Google. In the past, you had to use things like, I think it was called like, I don't remember, there were tools that you could use to send emails to the future, but they were not directly within Google. They were like add-ons. So this is really cool because now you can actually send emails directly from Google and you can schedule them into the future. So you can sit down at night during your, you know, 5-to-9 grind after you get home from work, you can write out these drafts, you can pitch people at night, but then send it in the morning when it makes more sense for them to open it. So genius. That way you're not spending time at work when you should be working on your business, but you're also getting those emails sent out during the times when people are more likely to open them and see them, and you're respecting other people's boundaries, because that is so important. Even if you work at night, it's important to respect people's boundaries, because a lot of people work from 9-to-5, and then at the end of the day, like, they have to do other things in their life. They might even have side hustles of their own. So it's important to respect people's boundaries and email during the day if you can, but I understand it's not easy when you are in a 9-to-5. So this is a great way to do that because you can respect people's boundaries and send them emails and they are more likely to open them while also respecting the boundaries at work and not working on your business during the day. So here's how this works. You can, instead of like, you know, when you're typing an email on Google, just type out the email as normal, and then before you hit send, don't hit send, hit the little arrow next to send, and then it'll pop up and it'll say schedule send. And then another window will pop up and it'll tell you like, oh, when do you want to send this? So depending on when you're talking, it might say tomorrow morning, so the next day, tomorrow afternoon, so the afternoon is around like 1 o'clock, so, you know, directly afternoon, or Monday morning, like whenever you want to send it, or you can pick a date and time that you want to do, so you can, you know, pick something a little bit different. But either way, like, it's all times where you would probably be at work and you can send emails even though you're not there. And it's just a really great way to, you know, save some time and actually get your pitches out there, even if you can't do it during the day like normal. So once you press this button, it will schedule. So once you press the time, it will schedule the email. The great thing about scheduling the email is that it's not sent. So if you notice a mistake later when you're looking at it, you can always unschedule it and then fix the mistake and then schedule it again. So that's the great thing about scheduling emails. So it's not locking you in. You can always unschedule an email, but just know that after you press the button to schedule a time, it is scheduling the time. So if you want more of a visual representation of this, I did screenshots in the blog post. So I'm going to link that in the show notes. So that way you actually can see the visual representation of what I'm talking about if you're not like visualizing what I'm talking about in your head. But yeah, so it's just a great way to see what I'm talking about. So another thing is to schedule your social media updates. So this is such an easy way to automate your business. And if you're not scheduling social media updates, you're probably going to be behind and it's going to be really hard. I need to get better at scheduling my social media updates for Amanda Crossco. I'm not as great as I could be, so I'm probably going to work on that today after I get out of this, after I do a few podcast episodes. So I really, really encourage you to schedule out social media updates. And I actually have a really great blog post on the Happy Arkansan where I linked in this blog post about 27 things to post on social media as a freelancer. So if you're at all interested in that, I might actually turn that into a podcast episode. It'll be kind of long though, so I'm a little bit wary about it, but I'll figure out a way to do it quickly. So yes, scheduling out your social media updates is so important, and it's a way to make it helpful for you. So you can spend a few hours on Sunday or a few hours on, you know, Friday scheduling out social media updates for the following week. And so, you know, you might not necessarily want to post on the weekends depending on who your audience is, but you can post especially during the week, Monday through Friday. You can post a variety of top things. So I'm definitely thinking the next episode I'll record is the 27 things to post on social media, but as a podcast episode, and trying to make it a little easier to digest because that's a pretty long article on the Happy Arkansan. So yeah, but scheduling out social media updates is so great. I personally use Buffer because I just found that I really like it. It's $15 a month and it's just really intuitive. But there are lots of different schedulers out there like SmarterQue. You can also use Hootsuite, which is like the one that's known the most is probably Hootsuite. There are things, if you are mainly using like Instagram and Pinterest, Tailwind is an option, but that's probably not what you're mainly using as a freelancer. So you're probably using LinkedIn and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So you probably want to go with Buffer or Hootsuite or SmarterQue or something like that. Edgar is an option. It's too much for me. So I basically really like Buffer because while it doesn't have like the bank like a SmarterQue or a Edgar does, I found that I really didn't want to set everything up and it was annoying to me to set everything up, and I'd rather just go through my archives and pick things myself. It's just easier for me than to set up all of Edgar's BS or all of SmarterQue stuff. So while I love the SmarterQue system, it just wasn't for me. And while I love the Edgar system, it wasn't for me. I didn't find myself reaching for those tools and doing the work that needed to be done to make it happen and make it work for me. So I just like Buffer. It's easy, you know, they give you blocks and you can fill them out. And so you can fill them out with different things. So like I said, I'm going to talk about that 27 things to post on social media. I'm going to create it into a podcast. So that'll probably be episode 32. The next thing is to subscribe to job board email alerts or RSS feeds. So if you do ProBlogger or anything like that, you can subscribe to their feed via RSS. And you can also just create job alerts for various industries. So if you are a marketing writer, you could probably write in like marketing. And so every time someone mentions the word marketing in a blog post, in a job board posting, you'll get an email alert alerting you, hey, there's new marketing opportunities. So it's just a really great way to speed up some of your time and have them come to you versus you seeking them out. Because if you don't want to go check out ProBlogger every day and you only want to check it out if it has something related to what you want to do, it's just an easy way to save some time by just allowing them to come to you versus you coming to them. Because, you know, ProBlogger has a lot of opportunities, but if you're not really looking for the opportunities, going there every single day is not going to really help you that much. So, you know, taking the time to set up your favorite things that you want to hear about is the best way to go about that. So definitely go and sign up for some job alerts or subscribe to your RSS feed to people, and then it'll come to your inbox, so you don't have to go there until you decide that you actually want to spend your time there. So another thing is to nurture your leads with an email sequence. So this is more of the email, the newsletter scheduling, you know. Newsletter is really great. Coming up with an email list is an amazing opportunity. So if you don't have an email list for your stuff yet, I definitely encourage you to do it just in case, you know. Not a lot of freelancers spend that much time in an email, but you might. And I have had freelancers I know who use email a lot in their business. So it could be an opportunity for you to grow and nurture and remind people that you exist often. And so you might not necessarily send them emails like every week or whatever, but maybe monthly, and then also do email sequences. So to nurture your leads, you might have them sign up for a free guide or something on your website, and then that turned into a sequence where you talk about your journey to being a freelancer, the kind of services you offer, and then asking them to set up a consultation or whatever it happens to be. So just nurturing those leads and getting those people used to hearing your voice and hearing what you have to say is a great thing to do. And then last but not least, scheduling client calls without you having to be there. So if you use a system like Calendly, it will stop so much back and forth because it's so easy to do the back and forth with client calls because it's hard. It's difficult, you know, especially if you're dealing with like international clients, there's just so much going on and you never know what's happening, like what their hours look like, what your hours look like. I was just on a call yesterday where it was like 12 o'clock my time and, you know, it's like noon and I was on a client call with someone and it was like 7 o'clock their time because they were all the way across the world in their country. And so it was really challenging because it was like, oh, you don't even think about that. Like, I think in American time, and there's a lot of people who are not on like American time or like Eastern time zone and things like that. So like, it's challenging. Like when you're talking with clients who are not in your country, that's going to be a challenge. It just says. So just being able to not even think about it, being able to set your availability and have the client be able to pick a time that works best for them, it's like the best thing you can do. So sites like Calendly allow you to just have a calendar. I think you can set up one free calendar, like one free like type on your thing. So just doing, it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, it's not gonna kick you out if you go over 30 minutes. So just setting up like the basic like 30 minute or basic like hour block and just having clients be able to block off that hour is a great way to just use Calendly. I think all of that is free. You don't have to pay for that. Acuity scheduling is another great option that allows clients and people to schedule their own time. You might not want to just have this available on the website. You might want to have this kind of be something you send to people after they pay you or whatever it is, after they pay the deposit or whatever, and then they set up a client call. Or however you work with client calls, you might want to just send them the link to this to set up their client calls versus it just being on your website and then being able to set up a time with you no matter what. Unless, of course, you are doing free consultation calls, then obviously you want to put that on your website. But if it's just like you have to like have conversations with them first, then obviously have the conversations with them first and then send them the link to set up their client call. But yeah, so those are just 5 ways that you can automate small parts of your business. Like, that's going to save you so much time, and not just time, but it's going to make you more professional, and it's going to allow you to, you know, build that momentum with your freelance business, even if it's a side hustle. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye! Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyarkansan.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.